From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. In northwest Pakistan, a huge suicide bombing outside the town of Kohat killed at least 25 people, including women and children. Many others were injured. From Islamabad, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
Authorities say that a vehicle laden with over 300 pounds of explosives detonated on a busy intersection. Shops, cars, and a hotel were damaged by the blast that also caved in a market. Today's bombing was the second attack in 2 days in Kohat, a rough-hewn garrison town with a history of violence between the Shiite and Sunni Muslim sects. The BBC's Urdu service reports that a caller claiming to represent the organization Lakshar Janwi Al-Alami told Pakistani media outlets that the group carried out the bombing. The LJA was founded as a Sunni extremist group to carry out sectarian attacks against Shiite Muslims. But the district police chief dismissed the suggestion and blamed Taliban militants. Today's attack underscores the upheaval in Pakistan's northwest frontier province, where the Taliban has been openly warring with Pakistan's army. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Pakistani police say they plan to arrest a hardline cleric India accuses of a role in last year's terrorist attacks in Mumbai. A 3-day siege of hotels, a train station, and other sites left more than 60 people dead. Pakistani officials say the cleric, Hafiz Muhammad Saeed, is raising money for the banned Islamist organization he leads. The cleric says his group is a charity helping the poor and victims of natural disasters. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has welcomed the U.S. decision to shelve plans for controversial missile defense bases in Poland and the Czech Republic. NPR's Anne Garrels has more from Moscow.
President Dmitry Medvedev said President Obama was correcting the U.S. approach to missile defense, which Moscow had seen as a threat. He said there are now good conditions for U.S.-Russian talks on tackling missile proliferation. Medvedev said he would discuss the issues with Mr. Obama during a visit to the United Nations in New York next week. Other Russian officials who asked not to be identified wondered what price Moscow would be asked to pay for Washington's shift in missile defense strategy. They suggest Washington will want support for tough sanctions against Iran, including a limit on Russian technology transfers. Moscow has given contradictory signals in recent days about its willingness to impose sanctions. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
The Securities and Exchange Commission wants to ban what's known as flash trading on Wall Street, and it's also proposing new regulations for credit rating agencies. Flash trading uses computers to peek at investors' orders, giving the flash traders a split-second advantage over other investors. Flash trading has become a significant activity on Wall Street, although it is not all that widely known. From Washington, this is NPR News. The death toll from yesterday's double suicide bomb attack on the African Peacekeeping Force headquarters in Somalia has risen to 21. The UN Secretary General, the U.S. Ambassador to the UN, and the African Union have condemned the attack in Mogadishu. The militants posed as UN personnel and then detonated their car bombs at the peacekeepers' base. Militants from the Islamist Al-Shabaab movement had vowed revenge for a U.S. commando raid in Somalia earlier this week that killed one of the region's most wanted militants. House Republicans have succeeded in drawing support for a measure banning federal funds from going to the community organizing group ACORN. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Capitol Hill.
The measure was approved on a bipartisan vote of 345 to 75 and was attached to the student loan overhaul package. Republican Minority Leader John Boehner hailed the vote as the first step to severing any and all ties to the organization.
They've abused taxpayer dollars, and they've abused the public trust. And we need to stop giving more money to ACORN, and we need to do it immediately.
The move comes just days after the Senate approved a measure banning ACORN from getting housing and urban development funds. Since 1994, ACORN has received some $53 million in federal housing money. Conservatives have long accused the group of voter fraud and other problems. Most recently, the Census Bureau has cut the group out of a volunteer effort to promote the next census count. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
The House has passed the biggest overhaul bill for college aid programs since they were created in the 1960s. The bill's chances in the Senate are considered less certain. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.